Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. New South Wales SES have issued an equipment and livestock warning for the Hunter River downstream of Aberdeen. Due to heavy rainfall falling across the Upper Hunter catchment over the last several days, there have been rises in the Hunter, Goulburn, Rookall, Pages and Dartbrook River systems. The river flow is expected to cause rises of 2 to 3 metres above normal flows at Aberdeen, Muswellbrook and Denman over the weekend. Deputy Zone Commander Hunter Superintendent Joanna Jones says the additional rain is possible, local roads may be closed and not to drive through any flooded areas.
Landowners and farmers adjacent to the rivers and creeks should monitor the river levels and the weather and people in the areas likely to be impacted by flooding. They should consider and refrain from driving or walking through floodwater. Road closures and flood isolation may impact work, family and education commitments, so factor this into any of your travel movements.
Tomorrow is McHappy Day, with residents across the Upper Hunter urged to show their support for families of seriously ill and injured children. This year marks 30 years of the annual event, which has so far raised more than $56 million to help keep families together while their child receives hospital treatment. CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities, Barbara Ryan, says many of those families are from regional and rural areas, and she's calling on for local support.
So when a family in a rural or remote area has a seriously ill or injured child, they've got to travel quite a distance to get the clinical care they need for that child. And when they come down to receive that care, we're there to support them, whether it's from accommodation so they can really be a stone's throw away from that hospital, or all the wraparound services that these families need, because they're a long way from their support network and their family and friends.
And a further 57 cases of COVID-19 has been identified within the Hunter regions. The new cases take the total number in the current outbreak to 3,770, and there are currently 833 active cases. It included 16 in the Mid-Coast, 13 in Moree Plains, 12 in Inverell, 6 in Port Stephens, 3 in Tamworth and Lake Macquarie, 2 in Newcastle and 1 in Dungog and Maitland. 21 were infectious while out in the community and 31 were isolating during their infectious period. 5 remain under investigation by health experts. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 286 locally acquired cases overnight.